Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
Tuesday, July 1st, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, self-assignment. Welcome back to another Digital Story Show. Well, first of all, I have to apologize for missing last week. I have been on the road something crazy lately, and in fact, as I record this right now, I'm in beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico. I've been here for about the last 10 days, and I was teaching at Santa Fe workshops. I was teaching Lightroom and Photoshop. And then after the workshop finished on Saturday morning, I have been hanging out in the area because I wanted to continue taking pictures and exploring all the wonderful stuff that's happening here. Now, I have to tell you, if you've never been to the Southwest, especially this time of year, what I call thunderstorm time of year, this is a crazy place to be. I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling because what happens in the morning, you start out kind of like a regular day and you're out doing whatever you're doing. And then in the afternoon, the thunderstorms begin to blow in and it's really wild. And I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, little baby, you know, few little drops thunderstorms. I'm talking about big dogs. And in fact, yesterday I was on the road from Santa Fe to Taos. I was taking the back road and I had the storm hit me and it was gigantic. I mean, it was hail, literally the size, you know, you hear the whole thing, the size of golf balls. I'm not sure that it was the size of golf balls, but it was so intense that I could not have the windshield wipers going fast enough. I could not see the road. I could not hear myself thinking inside of my rented Ford Edge, which is a pretty big vehicle, right? I mean, you know, I had, it's, you know, rent-a-cars, because gas is expensive now in the U.S., just like it is in the rest of the world, I guess, finally. So now you can rent like a crossover or a small SUV for the same price as a compact car because no one wants the bigger cars because of the gas prices. Well, you know, gas isn't really that much different when you're on a trip like this. So I ended up with a Ford Edge and I'm totally fine with it. But anyway, it was so loud. The hail was so loud that I could not hear myself think inside of the Ford Edge, and it has been like that all week. You know, just you just don't know what you're going to hit. Now, what makes that interesting, of course, is that when you see one of these storms off in the distance, and then the light, you know, kind of breaks through and lights up a part of the landscape, and you have the storm in the background, that is some awesome stuff. And I will try to run a few shots that I've captured this week, especially since the workshop's been over, to let you see what these things look like. So anyway, so I have been in Santa Fe. I have been, you know, teaching and doing all the things that, you know, you have to do while you're here working and trying to photograph. And obviously, I've fallen behind on all of my other work, on my email, on everything that happened. However, I did get a photo assignment up, and I'm very proud of myself. A photo assignment up first thing Monday morning. I had been kind of chipping away at it. And, you know, my rule is, of course, not to let a month roll over without the previous month's photo assignment being posted. And the photo assignment was Pool of Light, and people did a fantastic job with it. Absolutely gorgeous gallery. The first page in particular, I think, is stunning. Now we're pulling to a close on the June photo assignment. In fact, as you're listening to this, technically, the June photo assignment is closed. However, if you're sitting on a photo for motion, which is the June assignment, and you haven't sent it in, you can go ahead and send it in. It's okay. You know, I'm just get it in within the next day or so, and I'll be okay with that. And then the July photo assignment is going to be fire. And fire comes to mind for all sorts of reasons. One, because in the States here, it's 4th of July, so there's a natural sort of thing there. A second thing is because in Northern California, which I'm not at right now, but I'll be going home to pretty soon, there are all sorts of wildfires just, you know, sort of raging out of control. So it's a very top of mind subject for the summer, for July. And I thought there was, you know, there could be some interesting things that we can do with fire. It can be anything from fireworks to match flame to metaphorically speaking about fire. But I think fire is definitely going to be the photo assignment for July, so you can start working on that now. And I will tell you that the assignment for June, motion, is going to be a fantastic gallery, and I will honestly try to get it up before the end of the month. But I am so impressed with the images that came in for June, and I think you guys did a great job. Okay, so now I want to talk about the theme for this podcast, which is self-assignment, and tell you sort of how that came about. So, you know, I've been here working in Santa Fe as a teacher, and then I've had, you know, some time off since I finished my gig. So one of the things that I did is I went over to the museum here in town, and they have a Georgia O'Keeffe, I think it's a Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, actually, and they have a Georgia O'Keeffe / Ansel Adams show. And I think it's very interesting because one of the things that they're doing is that they're showing, like, a painting, let's say, of the church in Taos, done by Georgia, and then they're also showing a photograph done by Adams, and it's kind of cool to see the, you know, the two in the same room and how each artist interpreted, you know, that particular subject. And there was a quote up on the wall in one of the rooms, and it was an Adams quote, actually, where Adams was saying, you know, the difference between an external photo assignment and an internal photo assignment, and that for him the internal photo assignment was more meaningful. And and then I was listening to some of the things that Georgia O'Keeffe was saying in a documentary film that they were showing there, and I was reading some of her quotes, and a lot of that, you know, she was a very talented painter. She was actually grew up in the Midwest, I think Wisconsin, I believe. And, you know, she went to school, and of course they did the thing that happens in school a lot, which they had her paint masters, you know, imitate masters, to refine her technique. And she did a great job of it. In fact, they even showed some examples of this. But she actually gave up painting at this point because, you know, it was boring to her, and that she wanted to do her own thing, and that wasn't accepted where she was studying art. So she gave up painting for a few years, and then she picked it back up a while later after she had discovered that, you know, there were different approaches to painting out there, and one of them was, you know, take a canvas and fill it up with imagery, fill it up with color. And that really excited her, and so she took off again. And at that point, when she rediscovered her painting, she became very committed to the self-assignment. And she introduced certain types of nature abstract art to American painting, and a lot of other innovations around color. And she basically said that, you know, that art is only interesting to her when she gets to express it her way. And then she came right out and said, you know, when I'm painting a tree here in New Mexico, I'm not trying to paint the exact tree. I'm trying to paint how the tree feels to me. Same thing with flowers. Same thing with cattle skulls. Whatever she approached, she wasn't trying to do an exact replica of whatever it is she was seeing. She was trying to put on canvas the feelings that were created when she saw these things, and then capture those feelings on the canvas, not the actual item itself. And of course, I have to tell you, I think her paintings and her work are very beautiful, and they excite me every time I see them. And then what was interesting, then Ansel Adams was saying a very similar thing about his photographs. And the reason why I thought this was so interesting, because I know Ansel Adams was an artist, but I tend to think of him personally more of a technician than an artist, and how he was able to bring out this wonderful extended tonal range in the images that he created. And of course, the subject material was often very compelling, but you know, I think of him as a darkroom guy, in all honesty, and maybe a capture guy also. Yet, you know, what he was saying in his quotes in this particular showing was that, you know, what he was really after was a self-assignment, so that he could express, you know, his vision through the photograph the same way that O'Keeffe was trying to express it through oil paints. And so then I went back and I looked at his photographs, you know, really in a different way. And yes, it's true. I mean, he was doing things often very abstract, such as photographing running water, and, you know, where he would find a glimmer in the water and then focus on the texture and so forth. And, you know, all of these were self-assignment, both by Adams and by O'Keeffe. And so then I start thinking, as I was out, you know, in the mesas and watching the thunderstorms and watching all this crazy stuff happen all around me in shooting landscape, and thinking about Adams and O'Keeffe, and going, what if these people had been forced to shoot only by assignment from other people and not by self-assignment? I mean, what would we be seeing right now? I mean, what we may not even have a lot of these wonderful inspirational pieces of art that are hanging in you know, galleries and museums all over the world right now. And it reminded me of the value of self-assignment. And, you know, on the digital story, for example, we do photo assignments so that you will have something every month, you know, to focus on, to make sure that you go out and shoot. And I will stand by our monthly photo assignments as being something that's very important. And as I do grab shots and the other things that we do. But I'm also thinking that you figuring out a self-assignment or a series of self-assignments is also very important. And in order for you to really build upon the artistic side of your photography, not just the technical, but the artistic side, to find your voice, so to speak, in photography, I think this is very important. And I think this is something that I hope that you integrate into your shooting, which is to say, you know, in addition to any external assignments that you have from Digital Story or anywhere else, that, for example, once a month, or, you know, once a season, or, you know, whatever works for you, that you say, I'm going to go out and I'm just going to shoot for me. I am just going to shoot whatever it is I want to shoot, and however I want to shoot it, and I don't really care what anyone else thinks, because I want to do this so that I feel good about what I'm doing. And I think that's wildly important. And one of the things that I'm coming away with this 10 days or so that I'm spending in the Southwest, you know, all the wonderful things that I learned teaching and so forth have been fabulous. But the self-assignment part of it that really kind of surfaced in my mind when I went to the George O'Keeffe Museum And I looked at their work, both Adams and O'Keefe, and read what they had to say. And then spending these afternoons out in this great open Southwest environment and just shooting whatever I want to shoot. I don't really care what... You know, I was taking pictures... I became obsessed with... You know how rain looks if you've ever been in a wide open area? When you see it off in the distance... there'll be, you know, like a dark area of clouds. And then you see the sort of streaming down. It's sort of like the tentacles of a jellyfish kind of coming down to the ground. It's very beautiful. And then there would be moments where, you know, light would break through somewhere. And you'd have a pool of light in the landscape. And you'd have this rain coming down. And it's very simple and to some degree even somewhat abstract. And nothing... possibly that you know anyone would ever want to buy or publish or anything like that. Yet I found these particular compositions so compelling, and I enjoyed shooting them so much because I don't see them that often, and because I just loved how they looked. And that became my self-assignment, and I became sort of a weather chaser, a thunderstorm chaser of sorts. And I would be going one direction, and I'd see a thunderstorm, and I'd keep my eye on it and try to work myself that way or see which way the wind was blowing to see if it was going to come toward me. And I just loved it. I mean, it has been a very fulfilling, stretch of photography since I finished my class. So getting away, being able to do self-assignment, and photograph things that just you love, I think taps into a different part of what's going on with us as craftsmen and as artists. And I think that's my takeaway for, you know, this visit to the Southwest. I've experienced so many wonderful things. The teaching has been fabulous. I've learned a lot from my students. But in the end, I think what I really learned came from O'Keefe and Adams in the value of self-assignment. And I wanted to make sure that I talked about that today while I'm sitting here in Santa Fe, while it's still top of mind. And hopefully this will make sense to you and be something that you embrace also. Okay, so a few other goodies real quick. I talked about the photo assignment for July, which kind of flies right in the face of what the theme of this podcast is for, yet it's still something that I think is very valuable, which is fire. And then grab shots. I want to mention that we've been running actually a little light on grab shots lately. So if you have something, please send it in. And then on the podcast, obviously, if you're listening to this, you found a way to get the podcast. If you notice some disruption, what we did was we switched how we're doing podcasts from the normal RSS to using FeedBurner, so that I needed some way to just, so hard to track what's going on here. So I needed some way to get some analytics to find out what's going on. So we switched to FeedBurner, and in many cases, it actually broke the subscription if you're using iTunes. And all you have to do, if you experience the problem, you probably have already figured this out, but you just have to resubscribe in iTunes, and then everything will be okay again. And it's not something that we plan on doing in the future, in the near future for sure, in the future at all. But we did have to make a switch so that I can sort of find out what's going on statistically with our downloads and so forth. So if your subscription broke, just resubscribe and everything should be fine. And then also, I just wanted to mention really quickly about the Flickr site, the public group on Flickr, the Digital Story Public Group. The photographs on there have been just outstanding lately. And if you haven't taken a look at either the member photo gallery on the Digital Story, which is essentially the feed from Flickr public group, or gone over to the Flickr public group itself, you should take a look. There's some very, very good work there, and it's very enjoyable to look at, and I encourage you to do so. So that's pretty much it for this start to July. Self-assignment. I just think it's an integral part of this whole thing as we become better photographers and better artists and better craftsmen. And then, of course, our own photo assignment, fire, and any other contributions that you may have. I want to thank our sponsors before I sign off here from beautiful... By the way, it's a great evening. I'm sitting here outside about 10 o'clock, and the air is absolutely beautiful, and there's some clouds above. It's gorgeous out here. But I want to thank our sponsors. Lowepro make great bags for just about anything that you need to carry around and protect. ExpoDisc, the best way to create custom white balance. By the way, I gave away some ExpoDiscs in the workshop, and they went over really well. Photomagico from Boink Software, fabulous slideshow software. And then Red River Paper, who are really, they're our newest sponsor, and they're really an enthusiastic one. And they make great paper for printing at home and in the studio. And you can get fabulous results for less than the manufacturer's stock. All great sponsors, and I thank them a lot for standing behind us. So that'll do it for this week. Next week, I'll be back in Santa Rosa for a little bit. And then I head up to Seattle for the Microsoft Pro Photo Summit. And then not too long after that, at the beginning of August, I'm off to Beijing for the Olympics. And I'll be working for Kodak and Apple. And I know that's going to be really something. So, but next week back in Santa Rosa. In the meantime, think about the self-assignment thing and, you know, really reaching down and finding your voice in photography. And go take some pictures, and I'll see you back here next week. Thanks so much for joining me. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.